G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 23. I'm John Barker. Joining me is Carl Diorio. Joel Marshall not here, but I'm back. But that has reduced the tipping ability of the show by about 48%. But not to worry, we will press on. It's probably not the what you'd call a banner weekend in racing around Australia, Carl. There are two. There's a listed race in Brisbane and one in Perth, and that's about it.
Yeah, that's right, Barks. It's a bit of a quiet week, but as you're riding best bets, the focus turns towards the premierships battles, and that's certainly going to be the case at Flemington on Saturday with Dwayne Dunn and Craig Williams.
It certainly is, and speaking of Flemington, how many winners do you think each of those are going to ride?
Oh, good question. I can't tell you that number straight away, but I reckon Craig Williams has probably got the pick of the rides compared to Dwayne Dunn, so he might open up an unassailable lead going into those final two meetings next week. Certainly Dwayne was disadvantaged by yesterday's postponed meeting at Sandown.
Righto, well I can tell you that I seem to have picked, I've got one for Williams and none for Dunn. In fact, most of my winners on Saturday seem to be ridden by apprentices. Best bet and value bet for the Flemington card, Carl.
Best bet, race 4, number 1, Yulong Baby. I think it was quite unlucky not to win second up over 1700 at Caulfield last time. Michael D got back, as Yulong Baby normally does, but I thought he was just slightly a bit too negative with the light weight. And she flashed home for a second, just beaten the nose by Pena Hopes. I think third up to the 1800 metres suits, and I think we'll get the job done on the bigger spaces of Flemington. The value bet, I reckon, is race 8, number 5, Great Esteem. This horse was working into the race nicely just before Running Bull broke down at the 300 metre mark at Caulfield over 1400. And Great Esteem copped the backwash of that. Looked like it was going to run top 4 before that incident happened. And I guess now if you look at Great Esteem's last 5 runs, it's 0-0-0-7-0. But that numerical form probably should read a little bit better. So, whilst I can see Gerald de Riletta, number 12, is the main danger, I think Great Esteem is definitely over the odds around about $26.
All right, well, I'm with you on Yulong Baby. My best, though, is race 2, number 1, Kenjor Wood. I think up to 1,800 at Flemington is going to be perfect. 3-kilo claim for Ben Allen is pretty much thrown in. Won't be any flash odds in the 6-horse field, but should be winning. And my value bet at around about $9. Race 5, number 7, the lightly raced Four Sisters for Mick Kent and Jake Bayliss. Canterbury Park is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, at least we hope. Heavy 9 at this stage. What have you found for us there?
Typhoon Jolly, race 8, number 7. Good wet tracker. Should appreciate the heavy track conditions at the moment. It might just get into the soft range because Canterbury is such a good drying track, but Typhoon Jolly won first up last campaign over 1,200 metres at Randwick on a heavy track, and the only other good run from Typhoon Jolly's 5 starts last prep was a second over this track and distance on a soft 5. From barrier 1, I expect Typhoon Jolly to be ridden not too far away from the pace. I think Fortune Patch might lead it and Typhoon Jolly take the sit. I think it's well and truly over the odds around about the $7 mark. I think it's a race of very few chances, and I think she'll be awfully hard to beat. The value bet comes up in race 6. That's number 12, Cosmic Cameo. This horse is first up from a spell, has trialled well leading into this event. It was a winner over this track and distance back in November 2013 when first up from a spell. Form last prep wasn't all that bad in stronger company. And I think in a benchmark 78, 2 kilos below the minimum weight, I think Cosmic Cameo can break through around about $17.
All right, racing on the Parks track at Morfettville on Saturday. There's a few decent-sized fields, including the one that contains your value bet, Carl, but uncharacteristically, your best comes up earlier on the program in race 5.
Yeah, super fun. Race 5, number 4. Interesting clash, this one, up against Usain Dane, the horse that beat last start over a similar distance. And they meet again, super fun, not penalised at the weights for that last start win due to the presence of Heart of the Lion compressing the weight scale. And I think there's no reason why super fun can't win again. So I've got it on top from Usain Dane, Classy Jack and Karakatis. But I think it's a two-horse race between Super Fun and Usain Dane. The value bet comes up in the last race, 8, number 7, Torcida. This horse is trained by Philip Stokes and ridden by the Hong Kong female apprentice, Kate Shuang. This female apprentice is down here along with Matthew Poon, and there's another Malaysian apprentice who isn't riding at the meeting, floating around South Australia at the moment. They're going to all be down in Adelaide for the next month or so, and they've all got good claims to use up in town, so they're certainly going to be worth following. And I think Torcida can get the job done. It was a great win, a second up over 1,250 metres. It drew the widest barrier. It went forward to lead and didn't give him a chance as an odds-on favourite in maiden company last time. Plenty of dead wood in this race. The issue for Torcida is that there's a bit of pace drawn inside it, and it might not be able to lead throughout on the weekend. It might have to take a sit, but I think Torcida is still well and truly over the odds at $10.
All right, Doomben, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and as I mentioned earlier, this is one of two listed races around Australia for the weekend, and that is race 7, the Sky Racing Tattersall's Mile. I think one of about five races on the calendar that is listed Tattersall's Mile, but anyway, 1600 metres as its name suggests. What else would you call it? And Carl, you reckon that Flamboya can get the cash?
Drawn together, lovely run from barrier one, won the past two starts in similar listed grade. I think it's the one to beat. Ahead of number four, Akaboran, the Victorian visitor who worked his way back into form last time, does have to overcome the outside barrier. It was ridden a bit more positively last time, and maybe Damien Brown will do so on the weekend. For third, number eight, Lada Brunnen, and for fourth, number 11, Breton. But as we touched on at Flemington, there's a bit of a premiership battle also going on at Doomben between Jeff Lloyd and Jim Byrne, and I think Jim Byrne, on balance of play, probably has a nice book of rides.
Alrighty, and we still have not had your best and value bet at Doomben.
Race 4, number 5, Upstart Pride. This one's for Jim Byrne. Hoping this horse leads all the way. It almost did so last time over 1,200 metres. It was run down in the shadows of the post. I'd see the drop back in distance certainly working in the favour of Upstart Pride. I think it gets an uncontested lead, particularly if Straturbo doesn't run here and runs in New South Wales. I think Upstart Pride's going to be awfully hard to beat. The value bet is race 8, number 4, Dylan's Luck. I think the main danger there is the three Quick Catch. Both those two horses are good each way odds. Dylan's Luck was wide for most of the way last time and beaten just under a length, I should say, from the winner frequently. Dylan's Luck around about the $8 mark, I reckon Quick Catch is going to be around about 12, and I think he can back both and hopefully get a result in that last leg of the quaddie.
Belmont is the venue for the other listed race around Australia on Saturday. It is the Belmont Classic. And most of these coming out of the Diana Plate, which was won very convincingly by Juicing Carrots with Jatumi, a fast finishing but distant second. And those two expected to dominate this event, Carl.
That's right. And I've got them in that order. I think Juicing Carrots, that was a really easy win. Sure, Jatumi was a bit unlucky and should have finished much closer than the five lengths reads in the form guide, but I think Juicing Carrots is still the one to beat here from Jatumi. Third, I put in number 9, In This Life. Now, In This Life finished second behind Juicing Carrots two starts ago, but then finished a little bit of a disappointing run in seventh position, seventh behind Rose Martini, number 7, who's my fourth selection, and most people see as the only filly in the field that can perhaps knock off Juicing Carrots and Jatumi. But I've gone 2, 3, 9 and 7 in that Belmont Classic. Juicing Carrots is my best bet of the day. And the value bet is race 8, number 3, Bourbon Dynasty. This horse won third up last time. Meets a similar sort of field. It just goes up in the weights a wee bit. I think the main dangers there are 7, All Too Much, and 10, Crone Kite. But I think it can be a bit of a skinny end to the program at Belmont. Don't think there's too many chances in that last race.
All right, earlier in the day across the Tasman, they're racing at Pukekura Raceway, a new Plymouth, as well as at Ruakaka. Now, if you do want to follow, we unfortunately Joel is having a very well-earned rest, and his doctors and psychologists have advised him that he requires total rest, so he has not submitted his New Zealand tips this week. Now, if you do want to follow Carl's, well, I'm very pleased to hear that you can get access to the internet in secure facilities these days, and I can tell you that his top tip at Pukekura is in race 3. It is number 2, Bugle Call, and value bet race 7 in the Seton Park 2000, and that is number 8. Per Meso.
And I can tell you about Bugle Call, just a quick story. I know that the connection's there, trained by Michael Maroney. He has a nice opinion of the horse. It's the son of Tavistock. It won its maiden first up, and I was pretty sure the second up run he was quite keen for it to hopefully win and then maybe sell it overseas. So, because obviously the Tavistocks are quite popular at the moment. So this horse has a little bit of ability. I think it's a little bit better than benchmark 65 grade. The past two runs have been quite good. It probably can get the job done on the weekend.
Feature racing in Victoria on Sunday is at Bendigo for the Brendan Drexler Hurdle, or Brendan Dreschler as he calls himself, which is fair enough. I mean, he would know how to pronounce his own name, wouldn't he? The Brendan Dreschler Hurdle and the Moss Trooper Steeplechase. None of our in-paper panel, Carl, can see Ginger Boy getting knocked off in the hurdle, but these races have thrown up surprises over the years, have they
That's
not?
That's right. You have that good horse, Kieran Mars, Bash Boy, that pulled up out of the race. He didn't complete the course twice, I think. Twice out of 3 years, or maybe it was just two out of two.
Yeah, well, certainly the two. Yeah.
It happened twice. Mm. Yeah, it definitely happened twice, and short odds both times. Look, to be brutally honest, I'm actually doing this meeting for 927 on the Sunday morning, so I haven't had a good look at it, and I wouldn't want to...
Okay, no, well, we don't want to preempt...
Don't want to preempt or anything, but Ginger Boy does look awfully hard to beat. Arch Fire, probably a bit better than what he showed last time, but Sea King's going to be awfully hard to beat in the Moss Trooper.
Oakley Dokley, and I can tell you that the best at Bendigo from both Paul Richards and Craig White is race 6, number 7, Forsyth, which I gave a good chance to at Sandown on Wednesday, the meeting that was called off, so you would think it would be a fairly good chance at Bendigo in a $23,000 benchmark 64 on a Sunday. Well, that leaves us only to give you our best $20 bet for the weekend, and I am going with Flemington, race 2, number 1, King Jaw. Ward won't be any flash price, but I just want to get my confidence up now I'm back from holiday.
And I'll go Canterbury, race 6, number 12, Cosmic Cameo, 10HY.
I have got one other tip, Carl, before you press that button, and that is to buy some shares in the airlines this week, because it's Winning Post calendar edition next week.
Oh, that's right.
And what we find is that over the next few months, it turns out that almost everyone in Australia was overseas this weekend. So, look, while you're buying your Winning Post for $5 this weekend, which is good value even just for the normal product, just nudge your news agent and give him or her perhaps an advance $5 for next week to put aside your Winning Post to make sure that you don't miss out and therefore have to ring us with some sort of sob story in the ensuing weeks. So don't forget next week, everybody, calendar edition. Make sure you get it. Have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.